She was not dead. She couldn't be. He had used the rune to touch her, to bring her back. She wasn't dead. But the pack healer was shaking her head, tears welling in her eyes and falling down the lines of her old, aged face. People were grabbing onto him, the king of beasts, holding onto his shoulders and muttering things in his ear. But she wasn't dead. What were they all so sad about when she couldn't be dead? He pushed past everyone. They all crowded when he fell in front of the healer's door, begging for the battered girl's life, panting from running so fast just to get her there. They had flocked around the old house and inside of it, in the small back room where the healer worked her magic. There were too many people. He pushed the healer away as gently as he could in his desperation, his hands touching the bruised and swollen face of his mate. She wasn't dead. See, she just couldn't be. Her chest wasn't moving, sure, and he couldn't hear a heartbeat, but she wasn't dead. That would be impossible because he had waited 200 years for her, and all he got was a bloody symbol on his chest and her dying breaths while he held her, running through the woods. She couldn't be dead. He grabbed onto her shoulders, running his hands through the tangled mess of red hair on her head and wiping smears of blood from her cheek. A hand rested on his shoulder. It was his second in command talking to him, telling him he was so sorry, that they'd have a ceremony, and that it was a great loss for the whole pack. But then again, she wasn't dead. The king snarled and threw his friend's hand from his shoulder. She's not dead, he growled, standing to face the room. He was still naked and caked in dirt and his mate's blood. She's not. Odin shook his head sadly, searching for him once more. She's gone, Gabe. There's no getting her back. Out, he roared because these were accursed words they were whispering. Get out. He waited 200 years, and if she was gone, if she had really died, then he couldn't. He couldn't even think. God, she's gone, isn't she? He thought. She is really gone. His shoulders shuddered violently, not his wolf, but his human, trembling from the weight of it. Inside of him, that deep animalistic part that made it possible for him to find this wild-haired girl on the road by instinct, was splitting in half and falling to pieces. Misery, pure and unrestrained, burned his insides, and Odin was there again, grabbing his shoulders. They had never seen their king cry, and he didn't now. There was something too deep about this pain. It was too pure for the tears to mean anything. She was gone. She was really, really gone. We'll do a proper queen's burial, Odin muttered under his breath as their entire pack was shuddering, crying, and howling from the pain of their king and the pain of losing their new queen. She was a part of us already, Gabe. We'll send her off like one. He turned and fell to his knees by this girl, his beautiful, breathtaking girl, the only piece of himself that was missing. He only heard her voice, defiant and small, a brief enough encounter to know she was perfect. God, everything about her had been so perfect. She would have been the perfect queen, the perfect mate, and the perfect human to rule a pack of beasts. But no longer. She wasn't here anymore. She couldn't feel his hand on her unbroken arm as his fingers brushed over her skin, stroking it, not believing how soft she was, how gone she was, and how quickly her skin was cooling. There was nothing more. Nothing more inside of him or before him, or anything else he could even think about. He just had his dead mate lying in the healer's room with his pack helplessly staring. God, their howls weren't helping. An unbearable pain held in each ripping sound. Suddenly, she sat up with her eyes opened, so green, so wide, and so alive. Her eyes were everywhere at once, and her heartbeat was roaring back to life. It was so loud in his ears, he could only stare back. The entire pack fell into silence as they felt life rush back into their pack, just as it was restored into her body. And then she started screaming.